You are going to listen to a recording about how to survive your mid-twenties. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences, 1 to 5, with the sentence endings, A through H. There are two extra sentence endings you should not use. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Imagine a beautiful summer day. You're standing in front of your school building with the key to life in your hands, your high school diploma. You are thrilled, excited, clueless. Are you now asking yourself, why clueless? Well, because that's how many young people feel after years of fixed schedules, clear assignments, and being guided by their teachers. All of a sudden, reality kicks in. You're on your own. Everything you will experience from now on is within your control. What happens next is often the same for a lot of young people. You go to college, get yourself a mediocre job that you don't really like, find the one, or at least think that it's the one, settle down, have some kids, buy a house that you have to get a mortgage for because you couldn't afford it otherwise. If you ask such people whether they are happy, you frequently get the same answer. I guess so. Now listen, this is not what life is about. Life is definitely not about I guess so's. It's about finding yourself, feeling free and living your dreams. How do you do that? I'll tell you, you only have to follow 4 easy tips. Number 1, take your time. You are young. Take the time to experiment and see what you can find out there in this huge and scary world. There's no need to rush things, neither in your personal life nor in your job. Don't be afraid to pause for a moment and listen to yourself. If you plan your future accordingly instead of making hasty decisions, you'll definitely be rewarded afterwards. Number 2, keep learning. Nobody can ever teach you as much about your chosen industry as you can by keeping your will to acquire more and more knowledge alive. Finding a mentor who guides you through the ins and outs of your field of interest is valuable, but will never replace what you can achieve when autodidactically upgrading your education. Also, don't forget to read something for fun once in a while. A good fictional book can get your mind off current problems, give you a break, and maybe open up new perspectives. Number 3, socialize. Talk to a lot of people. While you are always surrounded by lots and lots of people during your academic career, just think of the dorm that you lived in, the classes you attended, the bars and clubs you went to, or the study groups you were part of. Real life in the real world looks a little different. People entering the working world often very much isolate themselves because they're busy sorting everything out with their new jobs and don't have that much time to get together with other people. Now that's a big mistake, especially when you are young and trying to find your place in life. You need to socialize. You need to build up your own network of people to expand your opportunities. And finally, number 4, don't take your job too seriously. Have you ever talked to your grandparents or parents about the good old days in which you got one job when you were 17 or 18 years old and you got to keep that job until retirement? Well, that definitely is a thing of the past. Employment has changed quite a bit in the past 2 decades. While companies are not focusing on training good and qualified staff anymore who will work for them for substantial periods of time, but rather concentrate on their output, the job market is becoming more and more unstable. How can you deal with that? Well, don't be afraid to take risks. Make sure that you stay flexible. And, like I said earlier, keep learning, because that will actually allow you to jump around a lot, trying out new things. And don't be satisfied too easily. Just keep looking. Mastering the transition from school to life can be traumatic. It's leaving a structured environment behind that often irritates young people. Let me tell you something. Everything will turn out fine. Just follow my tips. Take your time to set some really good goals and never stop striving for a good life. Imagine a beautiful summer day. You're standing in front of your school building with the key to life in your hands, your high school diploma. You are thrilled, excited, clueless. Are you now asking yourself, why clueless? Well, because that's how many young people feel after years of fixed schedules, clear assignments, and being guided by their teachers. All of a sudden, reality kicks in. You're on your own. Everything you will experience from now on is within your control. What happens next is often the same for a lot of young people. You go to college, get yourself a mediocre job that you don't really like, find the one, or at least think that it's the one, settle down, have some kids, buy a house that you have to get a mortgage for because you couldn't afford it otherwise. If you ask such people whether they are happy, you frequently get the same answer. I guess so. Now listen, this is not what life is about. Life is definitely not about I guess so's. It's about finding yourself, feeling free and living your dreams. How do you do that? I'll tell you, you only have to follow four easy tips. Number one, take your time. You are young. Take the time to experiment and see what you can find out there in this huge and scary world. There's no need to rush things, neither in your personal life nor in your job. Don't be afraid to pause for a moment and listen to yourself. If you plan your future accordingly instead of making hasty decisions, you'll definitely be rewarded afterwards. Number two, keep learning. Nobody can ever teach you as much about your chosen industry as you can by keeping your will to acquire more and more knowledge alive. Finding a mentor who guides you through the ins and outs of your field of interest is valuable, but will never replace what you can achieve when autodidactically upgrading your education. Also, don't forget to read something for fun once in a while. A good fictional book can get your mind off current problems, give you a break, and maybe open up new perspectives. Number three, socialize. Talk to a lot of people. While you are always surrounded by lots and lots of people during your academic career, just think of the dorm that you lived in, the classes you attended, the bars and clubs you went to, or the study groups you were part of. Real life in the real world looks a little different. People entering the working world often very much isolate themselves because they're busy sorting everything out with their new jobs and don't have that much time to get together with other people. Now that's a big mistake, especially when you are young and trying to find your place in life. You need to socialize. You need to build up your own network of people to expand your opportunities. And finally, number four, don't take your job too seriously. Have you ever talked to your grandparents or parents about the good old days in which you got one job when you were 17 or 18 years old and you got to keep that job until retirement? Well, that definitely is a thing of the past. Employment has changed quite a bit in the past two decades. While companies are not focusing on training good and qualified staff anymore who will work for them for substantial periods of time, but rather concentrate on their output. The job market is becoming more and more unstable. How can you deal with that? Well, don't be afraid to take risks. Make sure that you stay flexible. And, like I said earlier, keep learning, because that will actually allow you to jump around a lot, trying out new things. And don't be satisfied too easily. Just keep looking. Mastering the transition from school to life can be traumatic. It's leaving a structured environment behind that often irritates young people. Let me tell you something. Everything will turn out fine. Just follow my tips. Take your time to set some really good goals and never stop striving for a good life.